Hello, hello, my gente. Welcome to Spanglish. So today I want to talk about, well, what everybody's talking about. And it's la canción Immigrants, We Get the Job Done. It's part of the Hamilton mixtape. And it's pretty hot right now. Está en todas partes. Y lo bueno es que es una canción bilingüe. And not only that, it also has immigrants from several different countries. Está residente, que es puertorriqueño, and you guys know the product, Mexican American, and Keenan is Somali Canadian, and of course, Riz MC is of British Pakistani descent, and of course, he's also an actor, really good actor at that. So the song's been out for a little while now, but the video itself just came out just a few days ago. Y eso es parte de la promoción que está haciendo Lin-Manuel Miranda to get people to donate to the Hispanic Federation, to his foundation called Immigrants, We Get the Job Done Coalition. It's basically a foundation that provides legal representation, advocacy, and other awareness campaigns to Hispanics. And it's really cool. Ya yo doné ya. And the cool thing is, by donating, you can win tickets to the premiere in LA of Hamilton, and you can hang out with the cast. So good luck. Buena suerte, caballero. I hope I win, but if I don't, I hope one of you guys listening wins. So this video, of course, it's amazing. The song is wonderful, but let's talk a little bit about it. First, the whole thing basically takes place in the train. Y si no han visto la película Snowpiercer, I really recommend it. It's a really great film. And it really reminded me of that. Just kind of this lower class that's basically told to be in the back of the train. And they don't get any real benefits. They're treated like slaves. And it's really, the movie is really a metaphor of, or not a metaphor in a way, but also just illustration of what could happen when the lower classes revolt. And great film. So how does it relate to this video? Well, the video takes place in un tren, igual que la película. Y obviamente los inmigrantes, cuando venimos a este país, tenemos mucho que trabajar en oficios que no pagan mucho, que a veces parecemos esclavos, la verdad. And a lot of that is our parents, that really they're the ones that do all the hard work, and we as a second generation get to reap the benefits. In my case, I'm first generation, but I came really young. But my aunt, uncle, and people who came with me, they were older, in their 40s and beyond. So I was able to get an education, and I really appreciate that. Now, la canción empieza con el verso de Keenan. And the verse that I really like is when he says, "And we all came to America trying to get a lap dance from Lady Freedom, but now Lady Liberty's acting like Hillary Banks with a prenup." That's such a good line. If you remember Hillary Banks, if you ever watched The Fresh Prince, it was my favorite show growing up here in the States. Me encanta ese show. I still love it. But Hillary Banks is a very shallow girl, and she era bien materialística, bien plástica, y she only cared about the money. That's all she cared about. And she didn't really have any true feelings for anybody. That's just a great way to express the immigrant relationship right now in this country. It's no surprise that since November of last year, after the election results, las cosas han puesto malas, no solamente para los inmigrantes hispanos, pero de otros países, especialmente de países musulmanes. This really gets to the point that we all came here just trying to do better, just trying to get better, trying to contribute. Pero ahora Lady Liberty, como que no, she doesn't trust us that much. She has a prenup, she has conditions, and her arms are not wide open as they used to be. Por supuesto, corre la canción Immigrants, We Get the Job Done. It's, you know, it says a lot there. I mean, we're here to contribute. We give more than we take. we contribute more than we require from society. Como inmigrantes sabemos que el trabajo duro es lo que nos hace salir adelante. If you look at this country history, you see a lot of immigrants being very successful in business and society and everything, because we know how hard it is to work. We know how much effort it takes. We don't want hand-me-downs. Nosotros que venimos a trabajar, a salir adelante, a reclamar a nuestros familiares, a ayudar a los que se quedaron atrás y, en realidad, a mejorarnos. Por eso estamos aquí. So I like that part in the song. It says, immigrants, we get a job done. And then it says, look how far I come, look how far I come. And then again, it's immigrants, we get the job done. But then at one point it says, not yet. And it uses the George Washington actor in the Hamilton play. And then not yet is so important. It really speaks to what Lynn was trying to say here and the rest of the other performers too. Because we haven't really achieved full freedom in society. We're a lot better than obviously in the 1700s. Pero todavía falta camino por recorrer. So I really like the not yet sample there. It just really, really speaks to the heart of the immigrant experience in America. We come a long way, but we're not there yet. Now, Snow the Product's verse is also really fantastic. She did an awesome job. She's Mexican-American. Me gustó como el rap de ella, o sea, sus líneas, es un mix de inglés en español. Spanglish, como este podcast. But I really like the line when she says, Peter Piper claimed that he picked him. He just underpaid Pablo. Again, really, really gets to the heart of the matter here. We do all the work, you know, we're Pablo, porque somos el nombre hispano. Y Peter Piper, en este ejemplo, el presunto americano, he gets reaps all the fruits of our labor a lot of times. And then says that we stole them or that we're stealing their jobs. But Peter Piper doesn't want to do the jobs that we do a lot of times. He just wants to reap the benefits while at the same time condemning us. And the other part of la canción that I really like on her part is cuando ella dice, we're America's ghostwriters, the credit's only borrowed. Sí, como migrantes, somos ghostwriters. Somos las personas que, en este ejemplo, o sea, los autores que escriben un libro para en nombre de una persona famosa, pero en realidad nunca reciben el crédito que merecen como escritores, sino que toda la fama, el dinero, todo le pertenece a la persona que tiene la fama pública. And that's the way that a lot of us experience here in America as immigrants. We do a lot of hard work and we rarely get the credit. And it's not just obviously writing, she's talking about the economy in itself, that a lot of large corporations, they exploit us and they use our labor and ideas and it changed for nothing. And of course it has to change. And I think this song does a great job and her verses, her bars, just are really awakening, hopefully, to the rest of the population that does not live this day-to-day. Y después viene el verse de Riz MC, and his whole thing is amazing. Like, the rest of the song, really. There's so many things unpacked, and I love the part that says, who these fugees, what they did for me, but contribute new dreams, taxes and tools, swaggers and food to eat. Again, talking about the contributions that immigrants bring to this country. Especially the part about dreams. What is this country if it wasn't just a dream at some point? A dream of a land free of monarchy, free of tyranny. Can we get to the root of that dream and bring that freedom to all? Equality for all. Y la línea siguiente dice, cool, they flew war zones, but the problem ain't ours. Even if our bombs landed on them like the Mayflower. He's talking about, obviously, refugees in this case. Like, for example, the Syrian refugees. A lot of times, this country has bombed civilians, not on purpose, obviously, but it's happened in hospitals and just in the countries themselves. So our bombs landed in these countries. Y entonces, our government, our current administration, sets up a travel ban, not accepting the refugees that in some way we helped create. It's obviously not entirely our fault. I mean, this has been going on for years. But in some ways, we are displacing people. Sure, we're fighting a war against ISIS and their other evil allies, but at the same time, people are being displaced. And if we're going to land bombs, as the song says, we better be responsible for the human cost that it also brings. Y eso significa aceptar a los refugiados, a niños y mujeres y jóvenes que están buscando un mejor futuro, que están en peligro de perder sus vidas, literalmente, en su país. And it's our job as a nation of immigrants to welcome them with open arms and not send them back to die. Again, his whole verse is fantastic, and I can spend hours on each verse line by line, but I don't want to take too much of your time, guys. So, ahora vamos para la parte de Residente. I just love the entire verse, my favorite part of the song. Por tierra, por agua, identidad falsa, brincamos muros o flotamos en balsa. Okay, I'm gonna stop. I'm not a rapper, but, you know, I dabble here and there. Again, this is another great verse. Me gusta la parte que dice, sin pasaporte americano, porque la mitad de Gringolandia es terreno mexicano. Back in the day, you know, a large part of was now the Western United States, Southwestern USA, was really Mexican territory. And that was taken from Mexico. But I just like those lines in the song that he talked about, we don't need a passport because that's actually Mexican territory. It's really daring and it's really cool, and it's just a fantastic line. Mi parte favorita en his verse, and maybe the entire song, is when he says, hay que ser bien hijo de puta. Nosotros le sembramos el árbol y se comen la fruta. Okay, that's my impression of him. I can't help it. So here he's talking about, you know, you have to be a real son of a bitch, because we, as immigrants, we plant the seeds of the tree, and they, meaning people who are xenophobes, who are hating on us, they reap the fruit. They reap the benefits. So we do all the hard work, and they reap the benefits. Y la otra parte de la canción that I really enjoy in this verse is, tenemos más truco que la policía secreta. Metimos la casa completa en una maleta. Right there, that just speaks volumes, and it's so personal to me and to anybody who's immigrated. It doesn't matter where you're from. Metimos la casa completa en una maleta. Basically, we packed our entire house in one suitcase. Maybe I'm just reading into it, but at home, it's not just personal belongings, it's not just your clothes and your books, but it's also your memories and your dreams and your friendships and your family members you left behind. Metimos todo eso en una maleta. We brought all that with us in a suitcase. You know, we bring that with us. We don't forget who we are or where we came from. We have that with us at all times. Y metimos todo eso en una maleta, and we crossed the border, or we came on a plane, or we came on a raft, but we all came with our sense of who we are and grateful to this new country, grateful to this beautiful nation that's not perfect, but we're hoping to get it to a level. But we still come with who we are in our souls, in our hearts. To me, this is my new favorite song. Me encanta la canción. I've heard it before, but now with the video, just, and again, what's going on in this country, it has a whole fresh new meaning to it. I remember last year, after the current president got elected, the cast of Hamilton, they deliver a message to Vice President Mike Pence, or Vice President-elect at the moment, después de una performance. And Pence was leaving, but the cast got up and said, you know, Mr. Vice President, please don't leave, hear us out. Y le dijeron lo que tenían que oír, that they hope that, this is before Trump took office, they told him that they hope that this new administration, Pence included, will lead us into a place of unity and not discord, into a place of just more inclusion. And unfortunately, it hasn't happened, but back then we had the hope that it would. And Mike Pence, give him credit for that. The next day when he was interviewed in a TV show, he told his daughter, his son, this is what democracy looks like. And that was a great response. He, you know, he listened to what they said and he took it. He wasn't offended by it, but of course, the Twitter bully went on another rant and started saying, He was harassed last night at the theater by the cast of Hamilton. Cameras blazing. This shouldn't happen. The theater must always be a safe and special place. That was my bad Trump impression. And then, of course, he said that Hamilton is highly overrated. Losers. Okay, out of the last part. But he would have said that probably if he had, if he wasn't limited to 140 characters. Obviously, he was bitter. And that's the thing that I found about this administration, about the president. It's that whenever there's a challenge to his authority or just to his leadership, a reasonable and well-meaning challenge in most parts, he responds with just personal attacks and very unprecedented and unprofessional attitude. I'm glad Lin-Manuel wrote Hamilton. I'm glad that Residente, Keenan, Snow the Product, and Riz MC se juntaron para hacer esta canción, para hacer el video, because it's an important message. People like Trump, people like him, they don't like challenges. No les gusta que le digan la verdad en la cara. That's why we gotta tell it. I was born in Cuba, I was raised there, under a dictatorship, under a man who's not tolerate dissension, different of opinion, and that's what Trump is. He doesn't have the powers of a dictator, but you can tell he wishes he had, just by the way he acts. But we're not gonna let it get there. Vamos a levantar nuestras voces. Vamos a salir adelante, and we're gonna change this country. This country is a nation of immigrants. Right now, the immigrants look a little more tan than they did 200 years ago. But there were still immigrants then, and we're immigrants now. Thanks for listening, guys.